metal rim. There used to be a wheel made, what they call a measuring wheel. It was a round wheel that much down, there was a handle on it and a pointer. And you, to when the tire comes too loose from the fellow, and you had to measure inside the tire, certain revolutions, so and so much, and you measure the outside of the wagon, the wooden part of the wagon, to see a difference. It might be only 1/8 of an inch difference, huh? But that has to be heated up, the tire has to be heated up and put in the machine and shrunk, pulled together. You can beat out the tire, but you can't. You have to have a machine for pulling it together.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that 1/8 of an inch might make a difference. Okay, then the next day, when you had a bunch of tires like that, you build a fire outside in the blacksmith yard and have all the different tires laying in there, maybe half a dozen, two or three or so, build a kindling fire in there, and heat up your tire, see, it expands it.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, you got a contraption there where you lay a wooden wheel on there and fasten it. And you have a rod there where there's a hole in the tire and a hole in the wooden part of the wheel. So when the time comes, you have a can of water handy.
Yes.
And your two men pick up the tire and lay on the wheel, hammer down and stick the rod in there to line it up. Then right away start pouring cold water around there that shrinks your metal part of your tire against your wooden part of your wheel.
I see.
I used to do that.
That's fascinating. I love it.
I used to do all that.
That's really fascinating. You know.
But I forgot how to measure those wheels. I forgot that.
Yeah. Well. I can't remember everything, golly.
No.
You know, most people, even the people who know about wagons and stuff, you know, I don't meet anybody much who knows about that sort of thing, about the fellow and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll just call it, well, that's the wooden...
My job was usually cutting this tenon. You know what a tenon is?
No.
Okay, we had two tools for, you know what a brace is? Boring holes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
One was a conical shaped thing that would cut that spoke in a cone like.
Oh, uh-huh.
Then the other tool would cut the spoke into a tenon. Well, how would I explain a tenon? I don't know how to explain it to you. Oh, I didn't know how a spoke is put in the chair. You cut the... See, that part of the wood that's in here,
yeah,
is thinner, but this is over here. And it's round. It might be a 1/2 inch diameter, about that long.
Uh-huh.
There's a hole drilled in here, and the tenon is put in there.
Okay,
not all this wood goes in here, just a piece of butt.
Just a little tongue, yeah, kind of.
About a 1/2 inch diameter. That's
yeah.
Called a tenon.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that on chairs. Yeah, I see.
And in a thing they call a
funnel,
there's holes driven there, and that sits on the tenon.
Uh-huh, I see.
And it's fastened together. Uh-huh. It's quite a trick building, but the one thing, you know, wheelwright, is nothing to them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you get to where it's easy.
Yeah, I built wheels too for my hobby work, but I nailed it through the fellow.
Uh-huh, I see.
And then coming back to the kind of work, I make miniature farm wagons with the tongue about that long. I get $35 a piece for them. I make 20 of them, sold 20 of them. Wheels are about that much in diameter. And
uh-huh.
I sat in the spokes and just nailed it in there and put a piece of aluminum rim around there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the people buy a dog and stuff.
I think that's great. let's see. On a buggy. Oh, yeah. On a wagon. So you got a horse hitched to a wagon? We call it bar wood that the traces are fastened to. It's behind the horse.
Oh, that's the traces are fastened to a single tree, and they in turn are fastened to a double tree.
Okay, explain how the double tree works to me.
Well, that's a larger piece of wood that has one bolt in there, and it goes back and forth. And on each end of that double tree is a single tree, about that long, but the two traces are fastened on there. So if one horse pulls more than the other one does, that thing goes uneven.
Uh-huh.
So the one horse that pulls less has to step up so it gets even. And then you have what they call triple trees. Now I'm a fire engine, I can show you a triple tree. That's a shaft where the horse is in the middle and each side is another horse. There's three horses.